present A Park in St. Petersburg by John Antrobus, with John Gordon Sinclair as Peter Pratt.
We must be falling in the rich man's world. Oh, only things I can do. Hello? Hello? Wendy?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Of course I can hear you, Peter. Where are you?
Guess!
I give up. You're at home.
No, I'm not. Does it sound as though I'm in the next room?
Oh, for goodness sake, stop being such a dickhead. Where are you?
St. Petersburg.
Where?
Russia. St. Petersburg. Used to be Leningrad.
I know. You've told me often enough.
The siege of Leningrad.
Please.
Aren't you surprised I'm here, Wendy?
No. I'm not surprised by anything you do.
Well, aren't you going to ask me why I'm here?
All right. Why are you in Leningrad?
St. Petersburg.
Why are you in St. Petersburg, Peter?
Well, if I told you...
You don't have to shout.
Well, if I told you, property is very cheap out here, Wendy. You can get a fabulous big old apartment for about £5,000. Think of that. What could you get in the Docklands for that sort of money?
Have you thought about the commuting difficulties?
Yes.
When are you coming home, Peter?
Well, you haven't heard the whole scheme. This area is ripe for development. Winter sports, historical interest, you name it. The Costa del Sol has had it.
Did you take your soppy Russian fur hat with you? Your Macmillan hat?
Yes, I did. I'm wearing it. It's quite cold in this hotel room.
Well, leave it there when you come home. It's another of your harebrained schemes. Peter, I'm not impressed. It's another flight from reality. Get it out of your system, dear, as soon as you can, and come home.
Anything else while you're about it?
Yes. I would remind you, we are getting married in 5 weeks' time. You haven't forgotten.
No, no.
We're supposed to be doing our wedding present list this weekend. We've got to get it off to Harrods.
Well, you go ahead, Wendy.
We're supposed to do it together, Peter.
Who says?
We're choosing things for our new home.
Yes, well, it wouldn't make any difference if I was there. You know what we want. You know what we like. I don't. I've got no idea. Ask them if they'll deliver it to St. Petersburg.
Who?
Harrods. I don't know where their vans go.
Oh, shut up and don't be such a wally.
Well, I'm not being a wally.
Yes, you are. Look in the mirror, you'll see what I mean. Now, I'm not going to let you run up a big phone bill. We're going to need every penny very soon. Goodbye.
Wendy. Looks in mirror. Sees Wally in fur hat, like she said. Hello? Hello, is that reception?
Hello, can we help you?
Yes, please. What time is dinner?
Everything is running late as normal. It is just as well because the comedians are rehearsing the new satire.
Well, that's progressive.
Anything goes, man. And we have sex show after the comedy. Topless dancing girls in cages just like the Wild West.
Yeah, thank you. There's no need to shout. I'm upstairs.
Good. Have you got girls in your room?
I don't think so. I haven't looked under the bed yet.
We can send one up.
No, 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 no. Please don't. Thank you. I can manage on my own. Thanks.
I've made a lot of money. I've lost a lot of money. The Big Bang, Black Monday, up and down. I was on the Baltic desk at Merrill Lynch until he sent me off for an early bath. Give it another vodka, Ivan.
Coming up.
I worked for Skoda at Luton on the assembly line. I've always kept the Russian connection. Put a slice of lemon in there, Ivan.
Certainly. Did you bring one?
I didn't know you had to provide your own.
That was a joke.
Oh, thank you.
The new humor. Yes, we're all doing it.
I've always been a bit different, you see, Ivan. That was giving me the edge. At school, I opted for the Russian course. Because I fancied the teacher, she had big boobs. It was a fantasy of mine to make love to her, Olga Kerensky. One day, she took me into the gym, into the storeroom.
What happened? I'm showing interest.
We became lovers. I was 16. It was fabulous. It was a secret. I was a schoolboy with a secret. I was different from the others. After that, my Russian got better in leaps and bounds. Or bounds and leaps, perhaps. Do you know what it's like to be different? To have a secret? To actually look forward to going to school? But she left. She was withdrawn. One day, she wasn't there. I went to the embassy. I tried to find out. Nothing. Nothing. After that, my grades collapsed. I became ordinary. I was no good at anything else. It's only when I keep the Russian connection that my life works. Now, Wendy does not understand that.
I like your hat.
Thank you. When did it turn the heating on?
When enough of us want it.
Oh, it's like that.
People talk, the word goes around, the heating comes on.
It's a form of democracy.
It's the will of the people. We have the courage to complain now.
I admire that. I see, you could have another slice of lemon with a splash of vodka on.
Certainly, comrade. Oh, I did not say that.
Old habits die hard.
Forget it, please.
I've a bit of money tucked away in the Abbey National. I'm looking to buy a property.
Go to the park.
Thank you. But surely I should see someone in an office somewhere. We call them estate agents.
If you want a good deal, go to the park. Got it.
That's how you gain the edge, eh?
Is the park open at night?
It depends on how much you want to pay.
Well, it's cheaper at night to buy an apartment.
Everything is cheaper at night, but the risks are much greater.
Why? What is there to be afraid of? Look, this is my first time in Russia. Don't you find that strange? I find that strange. I base my whole personality on the Russian connection. Since Miss Olga Kerensky's boobs, like the domes of the Kremlin, they beckoned. So here I am. At last, destiny has called. Ivan, have a drink. We are sharing a great future. What would you say is a great attraction of Russia, of St. Petersburg now? Because I'd like to put it in a brochure.
To sleep.
I should tell people to come here to sleep, to St. Petersburg.
Definitely. It is safe now. There is no early morning knocking on the door to take you to the Gulag Archipelago in the van. So everyone sleeps in until 10 o'clock.
Fantastic. That's fantastic. Come to Russia and sleep. May angels attend thee.
The angels are returning to St. Petersburg, believe me.
Really?
There are rumors everywhere. Some have been sighted, and witches in the countryside.
Witches?
Oh, God! Oh, what time is it? 2 o'clock. I dreamt someone knocked at the door.
Oh, jeez. Oh, it's so hot. They've turned the heating on. The will of the people.
There is someone at the door. Who is it?
Aeroflot.
Aeroflot? At 2 a.m.
Mr. Brett, we have something to discuss.
Well, can't it wait?
That will be inefficient. You must speak to our luggage handling supervisor.
Good evening. We are sorry to disturb you, but we thought you would be at the cabaret until now.
You did?
Nobody sleeps in St. Petersburg. You are missing all the fun.
That's not what I heard.
What have you heard? Tell us.
What?
Who has been speaking to you?
Well, it was put to me that people can sleep at night here now.
Give me a name.
Okay, Gregor. Go and keep the Dejumaya company.
Okay.
Could I come in, please? It won't take long. There's been a mistake with your luggage.
Mistake? I don't understand.
How is Ringo Starr these days and George Harrison?
I don't know.
The mousetrap is still running?
I believe so.
That is remarkable. Here we will guess the identity of the killer before the end of Act One. We are very sophisticated in St. Petersburg.
Excuse me while I find a dressing gown.
Certainly. What has happened to Liverpool? What has happened to Arsenal?
Pardon?
And Manchester United. It is true that Georgi Best has drinking problem?
I don't know. Look, what seems to be your problem?
Relax. Don't worry, please.
You come in the middle of the night.
The sooner these forms are filled in, the better. There has been a mistake in identity of the luggage.
This is my luggage, Peter Pratt. Look.
We have been notified of a mistake, my dear, which is why we have come around here immediately.
You could have saved yourself the journey. This is the right luggage.
Then you must be the wrong person.
No, my name is Peter Pratt.
That is the name on the luggage.
That is my name as well.
Really? Wouldn't you say that was too much of a coincidence?
No, it's not a coincidence. We both arrived in St. Petersburg together.
I see. So let's get this straight. You arrive without your luggage, and this luggage arrives without its owner, and you are both called Peter Pratt. Now, wouldn't you say that was a coincidence?
I would indeed, if it were true.
That is why we are investigating it. Please sit down. We have called it a mistake until we can discern the purpose.
There's probably something wrong with your computer.
I would advise you not to repeat that remark outside the seven walls.
Seven?
Can you tell me what is in the case?
Certainly. These pajamas for one.
Then you have looked inside it already.
I packed the case.
You packed it. You let Peter Pratt bring it into Russia, and here you are at the other end to unpack it. Now, wouldn't you say that was too much of a coincidence? This is not the mousetrap. This is a real-life situation.
Look, I'll make it easy for you. The Peter Pratt who packed the luggage and the Peter Pratt who brought it through customs into Russia are the same person.
Then who are you?
Peter Pratt.
There are 3 Peter Pratts, so come on.
2 of them are figments of your imagination.
I am luggage supervisor. I'm not paid to have imagination. That's for after hours.
I have finished talking to the Jesumaya. She sits at the end of the hall like a Buddha. What news?
She could be one of the three people all called Peter Pratt.
So?
Either that or our computer is wrong.
So where do we buy another computer? Come on, let's get going.
Please sign here, Mr. Pratt. It states that it is the right luggage and you have a 1 in 3 chance of being the owner.
I am the owner.
In that case, it's a good bet. Please sign.
Very well. Without prejudice.
You will be hearing from us, Mr. 1 in 3. Or are you the Holy Trinity? Yeah? 3 in 1. Mr. Pratt, many miracles are arriving in St. Petersburg these days. Raya, get off the bed! Come!
Farewell, Mr. Pratt. Please give my regards to David Bowie.
Hello? Hello?
Mr. Waugh, we have your call to England.
Oh, what time is breakfast?
Before lunch.
After the cabaret.
Hello?
Wendy, it's me.
Don't shout. Now listen. Daddy thinks you've flipped your lid.
Oh, does he?
You've never been the same since they gave you the shot from Marilyn Lynch.
They wouldn't take the risks I wanted to, Wendy.
Come home, Peter.
Always forgiven.
Daddy will give you a position.
I'm not interested in garbage disposal.
You can work your way up.
I'm an entrepreneur, Wendy, and this is where it's happening. Russia. First, I buy the apartment. We can use it as an office as well. We start impressing people, buying and selling property. The London market's dead. You try selling flats in Hendon.
That's what I'm doing.
This is a boom town, Wendy. Anything goes. I've got to go to the park today.
Why?
What?
Why are you going to the park?
Well, I've had a tip.
Oh, for God's sake.
If I find any big holes in the ground, I'll let your father know. I know he's got a lot of rubbish he can't get rid of.
What?
Rubbish!
Don't shout. This call is costing you money you haven't got. Now, don't keep phoning me.
I wanted some encouragement.
You have to spend your last penny before you come back to England.
If necessary, yes, Wendy. I'm not marrying your father. I am marrying you.
Look, I worked hard on Daddy to give you this jobby. He's given it the green light. He's definitely decided you can come into the firm.
I don't want the jobby. I don't want the green light. I like the red light. I'm not interested in waste disposal.
I think Daddy would put you in dangerous chemicals.
I'm sure he would, Wendy. I want to take you away from all that. I know your father filled your head with tales of ships with unstable cargoes that can't land. I don't think it's so funny abandoning a freighter in the Pacific with a load of plutonium like the Marie Celeste. And who ate the crew? I don't think it was the sharks.
Peter, I'm going to hang up.
Say hello to the gang.
What gang?
Well, the people I know.
You don't know anybody. Goodbye.
Oh, Fred and Richard and... And, well, you know, the ones on the wedding guest list marked undesirable.
Good morning, Mr. Pratt. Would you mind if I sit beside you for a little while? I'm sure I can say something that will be of interest to you.
I'm interested how you happen to know my name.
Oh, you're famous in St. Petersburg already. You can be sure of that. Such a nice square, don't you think? And warmer today with the snow we are having. And the birds. Richard, birds! Shoo! Get away! Go on! I hate birds. Ever since Alfred Hitchcock's remarkable film, The Birds, I abhor them. Get off! Shoo! When this place was Leningrad, we had the siege. All the pigeons were eaten, and that was a good thing. But after 50 years, they're back. A psycho. Did you see that? You must have done. Now I can't take a shower behind a plastic curtain, even though I'm not a woman. Such is the power of cinema, Mr. Pratt, wouldn't you say? I'm sure you'll agree with me. Hitchcock was the master.
I still don't know how you happen to come by my name, Mr.
Call me George. A soft G, please. George. No, I was with the Moscow Ballet Rambert. I was a dancer, choreographer. I had a quarrel and was banished to Leningrad, as it then was. I could have defected with Nureyev, but I didn't like him, so I stayed here. I became maître de ballet in St. Petersburg. Oh, kindly take my cane and thrash that pigeon, will you?
Shoot! Shoot!
Oh, thank you. It's gone. Bicycle Thieves was seminal, wouldn't you say, in post-war cinema? I have a great respect for Italian directors, but I don't want to see Jesus of Nazareth again. I'm sure you agree with me. It's so depressing to see Lazarus coming out of the tomb. He was better off dead.
What do you want, George?
Oh, to explain my life. When I retired, I got a pension from the ballet, from the state, that is, which was handsome. It is now worthless. And that, Mr. Pratt, is why I am offering to be your business partner. Do not think you'll be able to manage on your own, because you will not. You will need a contact, and I know everybody. I am much admired, revered even by some, despised in a few places, true, spat upon once. But flowers are often laid on my doorstep, especially on my birthday. This is the sort of business partner I'm offering you.
Mr. George.
Yes, Softee, please.
George.
Yes?
I'm touched by your offer.
I know you would be.
But I'm only here to buy an apartment.
Of course.
And then possibly to look at a few properties.
A few properties? Oh, yes. I'm convinced I know exactly what you are talking about. I can imagine most things. I have a widescreen mind with the quadraphonic sound.
You know, and then build up slowly.
But this town is wide open for exploitation. I'm sure you realize that, yes? Feel the top of that cane. It's gold. It was a gift. There is no other way forward except through capitalism. The comrades will rot. Naturally, we are attracting from all over the globe charlatans, conjurers, and carpetbaggers. Whores, not so many. We have our own. No, Mr. Pratt, you are mine. I claim you. I have paid for you already.
I beg your pardon?
Well, you were auctioned last night at the hotel, and I paid a top price for the privilege of meeting you in the park. I intend to make my investment stick.
What can I offer you?
You own Abbey National, is that correct?
I have a £5,000 deposit account with Abbey National at 5.6%.
Well, that will suffice. With a brain like yours, money is not important. I have heard from a source at Aeroflot that you have made a mockery of their computer. No sooner do you step up the blame, Mr. Pratt, than you put your first deal into operation.
There seems to have been an administrative error.
The Navy want to sell their computer.
Oh?
A straight swap with Aeroflot would do no one any good, as you can imagine. I'm sure you know that. It is only through trading that we grow rich. A deal has to pass through enough hands.
Aeroflot wants to sell their computer because of one small error.
Everybody wants to sell everything in Russia. It's all up for grabs. I'm sure you realize that. No, it won't harm the Navy to have a computer that multiplies its personnel by three. I am putting you together with the right people, Mr. Pratt. You see these shoes? Calfskin. Everything about me is immaculate. Don't you agree?
Well,
yes. I've been worshipped, Mr. Pratt. Imagine that. Three suicides in my name. And now I am offering to be your partner. Do we have a deal?
Yeah. We might have the edge. Yours, together.
We do have the edge, Mr. Pratt. You can be sure of that. Together, the four of us.
Four?
You, three in one, and me, shall we say, the Archbishop. You will meet the Admiral after choir practice.
He's in the choir.
That is one way of putting it.
Gentlemen, I am sorry to have kept you waiting. I have had to address the choir on the needs of discipline. Imagine, if you will, 80 singers underwater for 3 months. That is what submarining is like, a choir beneath the waves. Discipline, waiting. Most important for a choir is the ability to wait and watch. Or wait blindly, knowing that you can burst into song. Always ready to do so, yet held back upon the leash of discipline. Singing is the ultimate deterrent, I told them. It should not be necessary to use it, but unfortunately in this sorry world, at times we have to. You will join me for a drink, gentlemen. I have the free use of the vestry and its hospitality.
We are honored, Admiral. May I introduce my associate, Mr. Bond?
Bond?
How do you do?
Mr. Bond has contacts with the Abbey National.
Oh, I am pleased to make your acquaintance, Mr. Bond.
If I was to tell you that wasn't my real name...
It is the only way I would believe it is. Skål.
Cheers.
Discipline, gentlemen. Capitalism, discipline.
Cheers.
Skål.
Prost.
So, Gorge, you have brought me the man at last.
This is him, Admiral.
to your revered and historic production of The Love of Three Oranges.
Ah.
Maestro, I kiss your feet.
Admiral, I kiss your dog. Defender of Mother Russia.
Skull!
Loose!
Down the hatch.
Up to periscope.
You've got lots of basses there, and that's good.
What I am about to say endangers all our lives. So if you do not want to hear it, I suggest you leave now.
Hey, no! Mr. Bond, there is no need to go.
This man is a coward?
Yes. Really, I've come to St. Petersburg to buy an apartment.
Oh, the Navy will give you one. Shut the door. Now, Mr. Bond, listen. Today, under the lash of capitalism, we all have to make our funding arrangements. I have men to feed, orphans to suck, and mistresses, boys.
Dogs.
The ruble is worthless. My salary is a farce. On offer is...
An apartment. You can get me an apartment from the Navy.
Yes, let us call it an apartment.
You mean it's a maisonette?
What does he say?
The Admiral, our friend Mr. Pratt, has come to St. Petersburg to buy a flat.
A flat what?
An apartment.
A flat apartment.
Well, let us call it an apartment.
An apartment? What shape? Flat, oblong, narrow, tall, pointed, oval, a pyramid? What does he want? My God, I have 120 quaboys straining at the leash, and he's talking about a flat apartment. What is this, Alice in Wonderland? How are you going to get through the door on hands and knees?
I think we have a problem of language.
I cannot use anything else when I am talking.
If I might come in here, I know my Russian isn't fluent, I'm a bit rusty, but I am interested in property.
Property?
Well, property in general. Shall we say a property?
A property?
I hardly expected a free flat. Sorry, apartment from the Navy as an inducement to purchase a property.
Oh, wise words, Mr. Bond. The Admiral can offer you this property.
This property is...
Available.
Yes, it is available. This property is...
In very good condition.
Yes, in excellent condition. This property is...
Up for sale.
Definitely, and...
And nothing else matters.
Except you keep finishing my sentences, Gorge. Be careful.
The G is soft, Admiral.
Well, I am interested, gentlemen. Forgive the confusion. For a moment, I thought you wanted to talk about a deal with the Navy computer and that other one they've got to Aeroflot. You know, and that's not really my territory. Although, apparently, I destroyed their confidence in it.
Oh, confidence is the key, Mr. Bond.
Confidence tricks. Lack of confidence, no tricks.
Mr. Bond is expressing a complete lack of interest in the Aeroflot computer deal. It is too small for him.
We are dealing directly?
Through the ex-barman of the Hotel Bureaucratique. Yes, where Mr. Pratt... Yeah, Bond is subsiding.
Good. I would have said that if you had given me time.
You did not know that.
Then I would have said something else equally important.
What do you know that is important?
What I know that is important is top secret. That is why I am making small talk with inferences of larger matters of state.
I'm glad you think so, Admiral. Let me put it this way. Regarding the Aeroflot deal, I had to throw the minnow away to catch the mackerel. We are fishing in deeper waters.
Very deeper waters.
You can imagine, Mr. Bond, 006 as we call it. The Admiral knows much about deep waters.
I sail in it, but I never drink it. Talking of which, let us splice the main braces.
Well, here is to our dear gentlemen.
What deal?
The one you have come to St. Petersburg to find, Mr. Bond. We are not fools, as the Germans might say in quite a few war movies. James Mason was very convincing as Rommel, wouldn't you say? More convincing than Rommel as Rommel.
Will this Mr. Bond, 006 and 7/8, move his property for us, Gorge?
If anyone can get it off the market, he can. That's why I brought him to you.
I'm not making any promises.
Good. An Englishman's word is worthless.
Yeah, like the ruble. Wasn't I saying so?
Yes, but his greed, on the other hand, is to be depended on utterly.
Then we know where we stand, gentlemen, don't we?
The deal.
The deal. Another toast. To the greatest maestro of the ballet. To your Peter and the Wolf.
The work of genius, I confess it.
Break a leg!
I did, unfortunately.
Skull!
Loose!
Cheers! Wendy!
Peter? Oh, it's the middle of the night.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I think I've got an apartment. It's courtesy of the Navy.
You haven't joined the Russian Navy, have you?
No. Why, it's jumping out here. Everything's up for sale. I'm in the right place, Wendy. I've got the edge here. I'm first in line. Look, I can't go into details. There's a property. Could be a barracks that I could turn into a hotel on the waterfront. Why not?
You're getting into trouble, aren't you? You're drinking too much.
I'm oiling the wheels.
Peter, come home.
Wendy, this is my chance to make something of my life. Russia, the Russian connection. Don't you see? It's not enough to walk round Hendon in a silly fur hat and spout Russian phrases in Hampstead wine bars. I know how it looks. I'm like a fish out of water there. Here, I've come home. Wendy, here in St. Petersburg, I feel it. The connection. I've got the edge again.
Adrian thinks you're barking mad.
You're seeing Adrian?
I've got to see someone.
Why does it have to be an old boyfriend?
I'm not going to stay in every night because you've done a runner.
Wendy, please. I've come here for the both of us, for our future.
Of course, if you don't want to marry me.
I do. I'm crazy about you. But I've got to stand on my own 2 feet or you'll never respect me, Wendy.
If you want me to respect you, come home, Peter. We'll put it down to first night nurse, darling. But I need you back here. We've got to choose a bloody wedding cake.
Well, get a big one so that everyone gets a piece with a marzipan couple on top. Or a hearse. I mean, a wedding carriage. You've got lots of ideas. You wanted the white wedding.
Are you coming home?
Yes, when I've finished. And then we'll see about us coming back out here.
You know it's going to end badly. And you're going to look very, very silly. And I'll have all the embarrassment of it, won't I? But you don't care about me, do you?
Wendy! I could be wrong. She could be right.
Oh, don't listen to your mother.
She's not my mother. She's my girlfriend.
It comes down to the same thing. Listen to your mother. Jesus Christ could not have done his work if he had listened to his mother. Come home, she told him. Come home.
Just like Wendy. Come home.
All Mary wanted Jesus to do was to blend in socially, believe me. Make wine for a wedding party. What an embarrassment for a messiah. Doing conjuring tricks for his mother.
That's what Wendy wants me to do. Well, not conjuring tricks, but just to think about the wedding.
And she won't be thinking about the wedding later on. Only how much money you are making.
Yeah, yes, that's it, isn't it? Same the world over. That's why I'm out here.
Oh, I'm listening to an entrepreneur, believe me.
Be ready to take the big chance when it comes along. Put yourself in place where it can happen. Wait and pounce at the right moment. Timing, George, timing.
Good, yes. How to win friends and influence people. The magic of thinking big. Mind cybernetics.
I thought you didn't like pigeons. Why are you feeding them?
Oh, no, don't worry. The bread is poisoned. Now, we have to move fast, Mr. Pratt, to minimize the danger.
Danger? I'm Mr. Pratt again, not Mr. Bond.
Well, that was in homage to 007, I called you that. Here, what do you think was the finest film? Goldfinger, would you say? I'm sure you will agree with me that Oddjob was the outstanding character in the whole series.
Yes, you remind me of Oddjob. Not in build.
I am unique. What I was yesterday will not describe me today. I actually believe that character is a failing in real people. Good character, bad character. What is happening is that people are clinging to ideas of themselves instead of becoming spontaneous. I'm sure you will agree with me, Mr. Pratt.
Well, I'd take you to be a bit of a character, George, sitting here feeding poisoned breadcrumbs to the pigeons. The point is, we're not in a film, and I don't want to live in danger.
How soon can you get your money in place? When do you speak to your people?
I don't have any people to speak to. I don't have any money to speak of.
Oh, you drive a hard bargain. I take it, Mr. Pratt, that money need never be seen for a deal this big. But you tell me, you're the expert.
George, I've got my eye on the main chance. But if we're talking about that piece of property, the one we discussed with the Admiral, I'm not sure. Now, I'm not saying no. I wouldn't mind giving it the once over.
The once over? Well, that is impossible for the moment. As you can imagine, the plans could possibly be seen.
The plans? Possibly? Oh, come on, how do I know it exists?
Hey, Mr. Pratt, how do I know you exist once you leave this park? I had the same problem with my mother when she left the room. Did she exist? Would I ever see her again? Once she left the room and I never did see her again. The whole problem of existence haunts me. Am I making it all up? Is it an effect of my mind?
George, let's forget it.
What, the universe?
No, the deal. I think I should concentrate on buying my apartment first. Then I can go home, get married, and bring my bride back out here. I'll have something of substance ashore.
Substance, yes. Faith in the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not yet seen. Surely here, Mr. Pratt, St. Paul was talking about trust in business. We are waiting to re-examine the scriptures in a new light, equating the crucifixion as bankruptcy and the resurrection as emergent industry. I would be willing to reinterpret in ballet form the agony of a reborn economy.
Yes, yes, George, that sounds good. If you can get the backing.
I admit I'm influenced by Victor Mature in the robe, perhaps in a subconscious way.
I would like to get over to you the point that I cannot afford... Well, I cannot afford to become saddled with a piece of property until I have some idea who I'm going to sell it to.
You mean you have not arranged to purchase it? I find that hard to believe. You're trying to drive down the price? Mr. Pratt, I'm in the middle with you. I've paid my part. I have made the introduction. Now you do the rest. I must go. Farewell. Posture. Self-regard. Innocence. Harrison Ford. Yes, he was good in Friday, wouldn't you say? A Roman Polanski. He should come here. He started in Poland. Never mind, so did the Pope. But he doesn't make movies. There. Nice birdies. Come on. Come on. Within the hour, he will be in agony, pigeons. Farewell, Mr. Pratt. Don't worry, they won't feel a thing. I'll come back later for the body count. Lump.
George, are you sure you've got the right man when you approached me?
Any man can become the right man given time. Wouldn't you say, Mr. Pratt?
Mr. Pratt! There is a lady to see you, Mr. Pratt.
Oh? Did she leave her name?
She may have done.
And if she did, what might it have been?
Possibly Mademoiselle Kerensky. She could be waiting for you in the tea room. Olga!
Peter!
What are you doing here?
Aren't you going to say it's been a long time or something like that?
How did you find me?
I forgot you were a failed police officer. But you still ask the questions.
How did you know that? I didn't join the police until 3 years after you left.
You wrote to me for a few years.
I never did. You disappeared.
I say you wrote to me, okay? You're going to be unpleasant. Sit down. Now, say something nice. You don't look much older, Peter.
I was 16. That was 12 years ago.
You were always a man.
All right. You look as nice as ever. You haven't changed at all.
I've ordered tea. They'll bring it for two. I was working for Intourist. We get all the list of the hotel guests. And there was your name cropped up.
That's the official version.
Peter. Darling. Don't talk too loud. Yes. You see, I got married. I have an 8-year-old daughter, Natasha. And I got a divorce.
You went back to Moscow?
My daughter is in Moscow with my mother. I came here for work.
Well, I say most of that was true. At school, Olga, we always thought of you as a spy. We were sure you were, added to your allure.
I was a spy.
Oh. This must be tea time.
It is tea time of serving tea, but that is not to say it is tea time. Could be. Maybe not.
When is tea time?
Look on your brochure, please.
It's not in there. Another state secret, eh? Thank you very much. I think I'll get the big picture, don't they? If I get enough tidbits of information, what happened to Perestroika in this hotel?
You were always my star pupil. You took to the Russian language as if you had a previous incarnation. Maybe in the court of the star, eh?
I went to the Winter Palace yesterday. Knew my way around there. It was eerie.
I knew we would meet again, Peter.
How can you know?
I was your first love. Your only love.
You ran away. You ran out on me.
I was withdrawn. I had no choice.
Ha! KGB policy.
So, what happened to you?
I'm sort of engaged to a girl called Wendy. Well, actually, we're going to be married. Well, but it's nothing serious.
That's nice.
You think so?
Of course, darling. How do you like our new Russia?
I never knew the old Russia.
You did in your soul. I've always said that.
Look, I need to know who sent you.
These new friends of yours, they can get you into big trouble. They are selling what they are not supposed to sell.
I thought everything was up for grabs around here.
The authorities don't like it when state property is sold privately by its employees. Give up, Peter. Go home.
You sound like Wendy.
Go home to your bride, boo-boo.
I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm just looking for an apartment.
Is that your cover story?
Cover story? I want a home of my own with an umbrella over the top.
We know what you want.
I don't think you do.
Piggy in the middle gets hurt.
Tell me about it.
I will. Tonight, darling, if you want to play.
I want to play.
You are always 3 ahead of the other boys.
I hope that's an untested opinion.
What's your room number?
I'll ask you if I ever forget, Olga. I have to tell you, George, I hate being at the top of the Ferris wheel. I can't stand heights. It's not a good idea.
The Third Man is my favorite film. I'm sure you would agree with me that Orson Welles gave a magnificent performance. Hey, I have found that life imitates art. Wouldn't you agree? Surely. It's nice to be up here away from those wretched pigeons.
Can you please tell me what you want so that we can get down again?
Well, Mr. Pratt, here we can speak frankly, intimately, without fear of being overheard. What I have to say to you is a matter of life and death. St. Petersburg reminds me of post-war Vienna in those early days, wouldn't you say? Everybody's looking for a deal.
Why can't we talk about this on the ground? How much did you pay that man to stop the wheel up here?
Well, it's out of season. Who cares?
Look, I've lost interest in this property deal. I don't want to play.
Because you've been warned off? By the bitch Kerensky. We have an agreement, Mr. Pratt.
We do not have an agreement.
Because sterling is weak today, we will suffer on the exchange rate the way things are going. Better to take Deutschmarks. Or even better, oil, wouldn't you say? You have the experience. Would a commodity best protect our investment?
I don't know what the going rate is for Brent crude. All I know is... Look, George, the Russian Navy could be onto us. I mean, the higher-ups, the equivalent of your Admiralty, they don't like what we're doing. Although I'm not doing it. I haven't even seen it.
You don't know how high up our deal goes. We've greased a lot of palms, believe me. I'm being quite sincere when I tell you that I would definitely agree that Carol Reed was a better director than David Lean.
Well, they were different. But do we have to recreate post-war Vienna?
I miss the buggery scene in Lawrence of Arabia. Personally, I think they should have included it.
I don't want to talk about that up here. I met Olga Kerensky as an old friend. I didn't know she might be representing other parties at our meeting.
We know everything about the meeting.
Then you don't need to pump me. Great, let's get out of here. Let's get down. I didn't ask for the inducement of a free apartment to get into a load of trouble. Though I do believe in calculated risk, but I don't know what I'm calculating here. Look how white my knuckles are.
Oh, Mr. Pratt, we are close to the angels up here. Don't you feel that?
I feel cold.
I don't wear much myself. I have the state of mind that regulates my temperature. Hey, Olga was not working for the Russian Navy. The whore was lying to you. That's women. That is your weakness, Mr. Pratt. That is why you're wearing so many clothes. You're trying to get back into the womb. Your Olga Kerensky, my dear, is working for the Fat Man.
That's the Maltese Falcon, isn't it?
I'm sure you will agree with me. The Sydney Greenstreet gives an amazing performance, a gem.
Look, are we discussing films or is something really going down here?
Oh, without the cinema, the Allies would have lost the war. Mrs. Miniver even made Hitler cry. He loved Greer Garson. But not what a pigeon.
How could Hitler have got hold of a copy of Mrs. Miniver?
Well, through Lisbon, my dear. Oh, bless! We're going down. Back to Pigeonsville, Terra Crapper. Oh, get lucky, Mr. Pratt. Ask for 700 million.
That's true.
Mlle Kerensky, she's your contact.
700 million what? Why don't they just come straight to you?
Because if anything goes wrong, Mr. Pratt, you are the man in the middle. I'm sure you understand that. I am convinced of it. Come to the ballet tonight. Be my guest, please. For the premiere of Stravinsky's Petrushka, my original 1972 conception. Immaculate. I'm sure you will agree with me.
Thank you.
Will he sign tonight, Gorge, or Mr. Bond?
Naturally, my Admiral. Have you brought the contracts?
Yes, they are safe in my trousers. Top and copy. Have you the code name The Apartment in the document?
Oh, Jack Lemon was magnificent in that. Ask your winning.
Good. Mr. Bond uses these words, The Apartment, in case I am wired. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3.
He would understand what we are referring to, don't worry.
He is a clever sod, huh? This English?
Oh, yes, Admiral. He plays the fool, like the Scarlet Pimpernel, Leslie Howard.
Was he gay, the Scarlet Pimpernel?
They all pederast the English. Good, good. Excellent news.
Are you sure you have the right man, Gorge? You have not just picked up anybody in the park, as usual. Has he really come to St. Petersburg to buy a property?
Admiral, I know who's who in the park. Mr. Pratt Bond has come to Russia with one aim in mind, I assure you, and that is to purchase a nuclear submarine.
With atomic weapons, 6 months' stores, and 3 months' shore leave due to all the crew. He does not mention this commodity.
He will not mention it. He does not know who is listening.
Every breath you take, every move you make, I'll be watching you.
Oh, you're dealing with a cool customer, believe me.
Oh, what do I know about cool customers? I'm just a simple mariner looking for the golden rivet.
I'm not interested in your weaknesses, Admiral. I must tell you that Mr. Bond has already been warned off by other interested parties. But don't worry.
Me not worrying.
You should worry until I tell you this.
Okay, I am worrying.
These other interested parties are working with us.
Oh, that's a relief.
They are going through the motions to keep everyone excited and the price high.
It is a good sales strategy, Gorge.
Also, if the deal goes sour...
Like milk in a hot Georgian summer when the cooperative refrigerator is on the blink.
Yes, in which case these other people will look squeaky clean.
Uh-huh.
And someone else will go to the wall. That is why we need Piggy in the middle.
Mr. Bond.
Yes.
The simpleton. He has walked straight into it.
Maybe not.
What do I know? My part in this plot is clear. That's all that concerns me. The mysterious disappearance of one Russian nuclear submarine off the Bering Straits, presumed lost with all hands. There are 50 sailors beneath the waves waiting to become millionaires. Who wants to be a millionaire? I do have flash flunkies everywhere. I do...
Please, Edmund. This is no place to boast.
As soon as the contract is signed, we will sail the submarine to any port of 009's choosing.
Not until the money is in place. We have yet to hook our fish.
But...
Ah, here he comes. Now, quickly, you go to the gentleman's toilet and wait for us.
Good idea.
And don't talk to anyone else.
Okay, okay. I'll play hard to get.
Congratulations, yours. Great first act. Well done, that man.
When I work, I am God.
Well done, that God.
There, look. There she is, the whore Kerensky.
Olga, yes, that's her. She was my old school teacher.
She's a bitch, believe me. She wears no knickers, it is known. Well, look who she is with. Now, take my glasses, look.
What?
It is Peruk.
Oh, yeah, man with a fez. Yeah,
the most dangerous man in St. Petersburg. He could swat you like a fly.
Yes, he has a fly whisk with him.
Now, do you see the company your whore bitch is keeping? Come, we are meeting the Admiral in the toilet. We have not much time. Come with me. Hey, excuse me, get out of my way. You know who I am? Master, master, yes, later. Adulation can wait. Madam, stop sucking my glass. Do it. Over here. Fresh air, Captain. Those crawlers outside. Now, you take that stool, Mr. Pratt, and take your time.
Right.
Ah, maestro, fancy meeting you here. Right on time. Congratulations, felicitations, and all that. I kiss the ground you walk on.
I kiss your dog's bottom.
No, no, no.
Oh, yes, Admiral, defender of Mother Russia. Without you, there is no art.
Without you, there is no soul. Never have I heard or seen Pinocchio so beautifully performed. And the concept of the nose, wonderful. It grows longer and longer.
I base it on your penis, Admiral.
I am honored.
Indeed. To business.
How are you, Mr. Bond?
Well, thank you.
So I see.
You have the contract?
Yes, in triplicate. Good things come in threes.
Sign here, Mr. Fred Bond. Now, quickly, please. We do not have much time.
Hang on a minute. What am I signing here?
We have nominally called this commodity The Apartment.
Oh, it's my apartment.
Your apartment is included in the deal, to be sure.
Yes, I see.
spur seems to be tied to another deal.
Everything is linked up. You do something here and a peasant dies in China. There's no such thing as coincidence. Please sign.
Is this apartment currently occupied?
Yes, by 50 sailors.
Oh, it's quite big then.
No, quite small. But they are used to cramped conditions.
Well, I would need these sailors out of the apartment when Wendy and I move in.
I don't recommend that. They would be useful to you. They would show you the ropes.
Quite frankly, I don't think we need 50 sailors around the place. What for? Domestic help? Come on.
Well, they're very tidy. They keep everything ship-shape on St. Petersburg fashion.
What's this price of 500 million pounds sterling? That includes...
Everything.
The property?
The commodity.
An option?
An opinion.
An opportunity.
A home of your own, in one stroke of the pen. What do I do with this contract?
Find the fat man.
I don't know the fat man.
Farouk will lead you to him.
How do I find this Farouk character?
Oh, he will find you. After all, you have a mutual friend in the big currency.
I don't know a thing about this property. I don't know a thing about this apartment except that I've got 50 sailors as au pair girls.
Sign, please. You're turning money over. It makes the world go round.
Yeah, wait a minute. This property, has it got a view of the sea?
Yes, whichever way you turn. Lots of it.
We must hurry.
You want me to turn this deal round for you? Quickly.
Very quickly. There's a huge profit to be made here.
And the risk?
I'm not an astrologist. I don't know your future.
Is this the man, Gorge? Are you sure? They all look alike in the park to me. There are better places to pick up an entrepreneur.
It's him.
How can you tell?
Because he will sign.
Okay, I'll sign.
Are you mad? Do you know what you're letting yourself in for? Mr. Treadburn, do you know what you're signing?
It doesn't matter, George. It's the next thing.
Why are you putting him off?
When money this big begins to move around, someone gets hurt, Admiral. Believe me.
Well, as long as it's him, who cares?
This amount of money is like a tidal wave. Do you think it selects who it destroys?
No, he tells me.
Wendy!
Peter, what do you want?
What do I want? It's me, Peter, remember, your fiancé. Hey, hello?
Yes, I remember.
Well, good, good. So what do you want first, the good news or the bad news?
The good news.
I'm coming home.
Don't spoil it. What's the bad news, Peter?
The bad news is, not yet. I've got a little job to do first. Now what do you want, Wendy, the bad news or the good news?
The good news, Peter.
Right. We have a home of our own.
Oh.
Yes, and we've got quite a lot of domestic help.
What?
Well, don't worry about that. They have a funny way of doing things out here.
Well, what's the bad news?
Well, the bad news is I've lost the contract.
The contract? You mean the contract for...
The apartment, yeah. You see, it's tied in with a bigger deal, and our apartment, which must be quite big if you can fit 50 sailors into it.
50 what?
Never mind, I never said that.
Said what?
Well, you'll never be lonely again out here.
Well, what is the contract you've lost?
Yeah, I lost it at the ballet. I just signed it. But never mind, my partners have got copies, which is just as well because I want to read it.
You haven't read the contract?
Well, no time. I had to act fast. I had to make a quick decision. You have to think on your feet out here in St. Petersburg. My intuition said, go for it. So I signed on the spot in the toilet during the interval.
What are you talking about? Sounds like very bad business practice to me. I'm sure Daddy wouldn't approve.
I'm sure he wouldn't, Wendy. That's another good thing. You see, the apartment is...
Have you seen it?
No.
Oh, dear.
Well, it's tied into a bigger deal. Top secret. Hush, hush. Certain naval gentlemen unloading a piece of property, which by the sound of it could be a marina. Think of that. Impressive, eh? A yachting basin in St. Petersburg. A sports complex. Not bad for a few days' work. Things move fast out here. Basically, Wendy, money need not be seen for a deal, which is a great advantage, because invisible money can be any sum you like to imagine, which is how the world of real finance works. It's all imagination.
I didn't want a lecture from you. You're involved in bad practice, Peter.
Oh, you tell me that. Your family invented it.
How dare you!
All right, I'm sorry. How is Mr. Whitewash? Any more tankers gone aground? Okay, I'm sorry, Wendy, I'm getting carried away. But a man finds himself out here. It's like a frontier town. Trust me, Wendy.
I got to go now.
Although I didn't mean what I said about your father. I admire and respect him.
A man who does what he does and stays out of jail has got to be very clever.
Are you trying to drive a wedge between us?
Yes. Between you and your father, I am. You're besotted by him, Wendy. You're going to leave him, don't you understand that? And cleave to me. That's what the wedding vows mean.
I must go. Adrian's waiting in the car.
Adrian? What are you doing with that plonker? He's dull. He's boring.
He's reliable. He's always there when I need him.
Like a copy of Yellow Pages.
I feel something dreadful is going to happen. I don't know if I can take it.
Trust me.
That's what Daddy says.
Wendy?
Look, I want a dull, boring, safe life.
I'll give it to you soon.
All right.
All right.
Kiss, Peter. Bye.
Bye. Oh, by the way, Wendy, shall I put my thermals on this evening? Wendy?
No, it's Olga.
Olga? Yes?
I have decided that this woman called Wendy is no good for you.
She is my fiancée.
I don't mind. What are you doing with her?
What were you doing at the ballet with a man called Farouk?
Making you jealous, darling. I am impressed that you know the names of my friends.
Do you know the names of mine?
That's easy. You only know the famous people in this town. George Borakin, Maître de Ballet. He is a snake in a picnic box, that one. Be careful with him.
He's very cultured. Knows a lot about films.
Of course. He had a part-time job as an usherette in a cinema when he was out of favor with Stalin. Don't be so naive, Peter. You're swimming in a fish tank with piranhas.
You said you were coming over to the hotel tonight, Olga.
It's early, boo-boo. I have some more people to see.
It's 1 o'clock in the morning. I need to see you, Olga.
Pick up the phone and talk to Wendy.
I've done that. I need to talk to you about her, about marriage. You've been married, haven't you? You can give me some tips.
Yes, here's one. Lovers don't always make good friends.
I feel close to you. You've come back into my life. Of course, if you can't handle it emotionally, I understand.
Peter, you can't handle anything emotionally, and you don't even know it. Leave that to me, darling, and concentrate on the job.
What job? What do you know about it? Oh, come on, Olga. What do I know about it? You know something I don't know. Okay, I'm a kid in the dark. Nurse, leave the lights on tonight. Tell me. Tell me.
The contracts are signed. The cards are dealt.
I'm playing my hand unseen. I'm leaving my hand on the table.
That could unnerve a few people. Nervous people act in a frightened way. Be careful. Don't leave the hotel tonight. I'll come to you as soon as I can. Ciao, baby.
Do you know who stole my contract? Olga! God, I need a drink. Don't need my thermos on for that. Hey, I can make my own decisions.
Yesterday, all my troubles.
Like you need a conversation, bud.
Right?
You ever met someone in this burg who doesn't want something from you?
No.
Ah, shake.
How'd you do?
Nicely, thanks. Barman, do the honors.
Okay, I'll set them up, folks. What are you guys having?
Is this a Western theme evening or something?
Listen, buddy. I don't want anything from you. No currency, no jeans, no spearmint gum, nothing. No way.
You'd like a conversation, though?
Listen, you're a stranger in this town.
I can always go to the stables and talk to my horse, Trigger.
You're a loner, and so am I. We're two loners. When two loners get together, the heavens rejoice.
What do you want, huh?
Take this package.
What is it?
Let's put it this way, Lone Ranger. Now you're armored and dangerous.
Here, take this back.
No way, Jose. Now you've got your piece. You're ready for action.
I could report you for this.
Hotel.
Hotel security?
Where do you think I came from? No, listen. There's a cab outside all saddled up waiting to take you to your destiny.
Oh, don't be pathetic. I am not leaving this hotel.
Let me put it this way, buddy. Pearl is tied to the railroad track and the train's due any time now.
Well, Pearl can get squashed and you can have this package back.
Adios, amigo. You're playing the smartest game in town. And the next deal is down by the docks.
Thank you.
crazy to come out here without my thermals. It's asking for trouble. There's a ship there. Oh, Jesus. I've got to see this through. This is reality. This is reality. Okay, come on, let's go.
Gord kept finishing my sentence. You think that is the reason he must die? You are wrong. He introduced you to us, Mr. Bond. Now his usefulness has expired. His shelf life is up. There is no room for sentiment in the Navy. True, you can run your fingers through the hair of a blonde Ukrainian able seaman in your dreams. But so what? Life must be made tolerable. You came to us, the comrades, without reference, Mr. Bond. That is why you have been selected to fulfill this contract. In exchange, we will give you your own contract, which is a license to print money. Peace is merely a continuance of war by other means. And war is noisy. Until the armed forces can seize control of the state, we must use the forces of capitalism to feather our nests. We must use the feathers to tickle each other. No, we must... That is... Put another way, it is essential. What? To finish our sentences.
What are you in for?
Well, I'm a property tycoon. I was trying to retrieve a missing contract for some big deal I'm involved in, Navy property. Yeah. Are you remembering all this? Feel free to take notes. I mean, I take it you're an informer. You've been placed in my cell to get information, a stool pigeon, a supergrass. And the story I'm telling you is the same one I told the police inspector. I'm sorry if you expected to hear something different. Now, I agree. Maybe this property should not have been for sale. I don't know. I never saw it, or even plans of it, or photographs. So why did I put my name to a contract? Because I bloody well wanted to. So you prove I did wrong. That does not mean I shot the Admiral. Mm. He wanted me to shoot someone else. Perhaps these two partners had fallen out, or perhaps not. Anyway, the Admiral wanted, what's his name, none of your business, shot. But before I could protest, someone in the hold of the ship, in the shadows, shot him. Now, maybe it was the police. Yes, because they were there and they arrested me. And it's a nightmare, frankly. But no charges have been pressed. Well, have you got all that down? I'd rather you took notes. I mean, do we have to rely on your memory to embellish the details? You wouldn't get anything else from me. I've got nothing to hide.
Thank you for such a moving story.
That's all right.
It was very entertaining.
Well, good, good. How long do the keepers in here? I mean, do we get a trial? Like, what happens today?
Today, like any other day, nothing happens. Except if you're lucky, you eat. Would you like to hear my story?
Not really.
But I listen to yours. No, oh, Christ. Come to St. Petersburg and save us. Oh, my God.
Oh, angels of Providence, come and rescue Russia. My story is typical. Vodka, frenzy, Alcoholic Anonymous. You have heard of this outfit. I would like to be a friend of Bill.
I don't know. You know, I don't know anything about Alcoholic Anonymous.
You're from the West. You must have a number. Phone them for me when you get out of here. Tell them to come to Leon.
Leon? That's in France.
Leon! I am Leon.
Right.
And in Trotsky, no ice pick in the head, please. I kill my wife because she was unfaithful to my brother.
What?
Now will you listen to my story?
Okay, but I'm not really in the mood for a long Russian story.
Okay, I'll keep it short.
Thank you, Leon.
Don't mention it.
when my brother and I were children in Tarashna, famed for its plums, before the cooperative cut all the plum trees down in a mad scheme to grow wheat because tractors had been sent in error to the region.
Yeah, could you jump forward a bit?
3 weeks ago, I got married.
That's better.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Immediately after the wedding, my bride... She ran off with my brother after the reception. He took my marriage for him, Eric, to realize how much he loved her, my bride. He never knew it before. And she would have married him if he had told her first, because apparently she was crazy about him. So I said, okay, we keep it in the family. You go and live with Eric if he is your true love. Greater love hath no man than to give his bride to his brother.
Huh? True, true.
But 2 weeks later, she comes scratching on my door. Scratch. Scratch. I knew it was her scratch. I had been drinking to drown my sorrow for 2 weeks. I let her in and make love to her when she told me I was her first preference after all.
You were her truly love?
Yes, I was her truly love. Imagine my horror when I woke up 3 days later and found her beside me.
Oh, dead or alive?
The former. I can only think that in an alcoholic blackout I became revolted with her unfaithfulness to Eric, my brother, and smothered her with a pillow.
Maybe Eric came round and smothered her with a pillow.
I had not considered that. Hey. Will you be my attorney? Yes, that's it. I'm innocent. Innocent. But then I will take the rap for my brother just the same to keep it in the family.
Well, have you finished?
Yes.
Well, that was a very nice story. Thank you.
With a happy ending, huh?
Well, quite happy considering the circumstances.
Thank you very much. I will now lapse into silence.
Olga!
I told you not to leave the hotel last night.
Well, thanks for bailing me out, Olga.
I love you, Peter.
So, what's next?
I have something for you. Here.
My contract. The contract. Well, you know, I'm not really that interested anymore, you know, Olga. I've sort of gone off it. Could you tell the others? See, I'm not very well.
You signed it, Boo-Boo.
A pact with the devil, eh?
Good morning, sir. Have you 100 rubles to feed me and my little brother? We cannot go home, sir. We always beaten. And now we are hungry. Please, sir.
100?
Yes, sir. Please, sir. 200 would allow for this week's inflation, sir.
Here you are.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Please, come on. La 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 la.
Two cappuccinos. Ciao. Ciao.
It's obscene to make a fortune here when there are so many people starving.
You can spend your fortune on the starving if you like. Make it first.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. No, I've lost interest, Olga. I want to go home. Exactly what you told me to do when we met all those hours ago. You see, Olga, I've heard of Rachmanism. An Alsatian pulling at your trouser leg is one thing, but a man's been shot, killed in front of me. He was supposed to be one of my partners. I feel I've been set up, framed. I mean, I was carrying a gun. That's heavy, man. You've got influence, Olga. I'll say that, to get me out of the nick. Do you know where I can phone Alcoholics Anonymous?
You have a drinking problem, Peter?
No, Leon has, my cellmate.
Don't get too friendly with the locals. They'll drag you down to their level.
Exactly. That's why I think I should go home. I am beginning to fraternize, to empathize. I am beginning to care.
That's dangerous. It could destroy your judgment.
Exactly. I'm only out here to make a fast buck.
Don't give up now.
I've had enough.
You think you can come here and trifle with people's affections? People are more important than money, Peter.
I've learned that. I have learned that. And now I want to go home. Which would mean you using your influence to get my passport back. It's been fun, Olga, hasn't it? I mean, who would think we'd meet in St. Petersburg and drink cappuccinos?
Well, we've done it. And now I can go home to a safe, boring, dull existence with Wendy. She's promised it to me. It's all arranged. The wedding, the two-point whatnot children, holidays in Lanzarote, old age, death in a sunny garden. I'll fall over into the rose beds like Marlon Brando did in The Godfather. God, I'm beginning to sound like George.
I cannot retrieve your passport from the police.
You can. I'm sure you can, Olga. Don't hold me here. If I'm not staying here of my own free will, what good am I to you? I've got to go home. It's been a big mistake. It's a big joke, okay?
I am a big joke to you.
No, never.
I will see what I can do for you. Are you sure that's what you really want?
Yes. I'm sorry.
Never say sorry to me. You do not pay the bill that way. You will pay the bill, but not by saying sorry.
What do I owe you?
Don't come back to Russia if you leave now. Ever.
That's a promise.
A promise?
A deal, Olga.
You already have one deal on the table.
Take it, please, and give it to your people, and tell them to shove it where a monkey puts its nuts.
Oh, Mr. Pratt.
Yes?
The police have returned your passport.
Thank you very much.
You are welcome.
By the way, what time's lunch?
It is sometime after breakfast, sometime before afternoon tea.
Well, that should give me something to work on.
Mr. Pratt, we had hotel fire drill while you were away.
And?
It was complete success. Everyone was saved. Except you.
But I wasn't there.
You had been reported missing. Presumed dead.
Presumed dead? Well, thank God it was only an exercise.
That is the trouble, Mr. Pratt. It was reported on the wrong form. A real fire. And sent in. Until this matter is sorted out, you are an embarrassment to us.
Look, I'm going home. I'm going back to England today as soon as possible.
This would be advisable. For us, until this matter is rectified, you no longer exist.
Well, I can understand that.
You are booking out today?
Yes.
Perhaps I make it yesterday.
Yes, that's all right by me. Look, I must phone England. You go ahead and do what you've got to do. But don't expect me to go to the morgue until you've sorted this matter out. I'm going home. Oh, God. Hotel bureaucracy. I should say so.
Presumed dead. The sooner I get out of this place, the better.
Hello, Frank Whitehouse speaking.
Oh, Mr. Whitehouse. It's me, Peter.
Oh, did you get my message?
No, I didn't get any messages. Unless you sent it by pigeon. Hold on, I'll just go look in the window ledge, shall I?
Yes, my boy, full of laughs. Now, I told him to tell you to phone me back immediately. Pronto.
Did you speak Russian?
No, I'm a bloody Englishman, so you didn't get my message.
No, I didn't get your message. What was it?
Well, a matter of extreme delicacy. How shall I put it, son? Wendy's blown you out.
Blown me out?
It's all off.
All off?
The wedding, son. Yeah, I sent out a retraction on the invitations. No apology, not to that lot.
Well, can I speak to Wendy?
What?
Please may I speak to my fiancée?
She's gone to bed for a week. That's her form. Leaves everything to me. I hope you don't think I'm enjoying this, son. I am not. Upshot is, she won't talk to anyone, especially you. It's all off.
All off?
You got the old Evo, the big E. Look, it's me what's got to pay the caterer's 10% compensation, not you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I cancelled the band, the Baron Knights. I was looking forward to them. Now, as far as your lot's concerned, your relatives, etc.,
yes.
I know they was expecting a bit of a bun fight, and I won't disappoint them. I'm offering your mob a day trip down to Bognor, all expenses paid, 2 crates of brown ale on the coach. How's that? Can't play better than that. If they stick up coming home, that's their business.
Oh, God, I'm devastated.
Why, what's happened? Business bad, is it?
What about this upheaval? I feel gutted. God, what a day. I get out of the nick, come back to the hotel to find I'm presumed dead, and now this. Well, surely she'll say something to me.
She's not even here, son. Gone back to mother's. Lucky you caught me. I came over for a few of her favourite things, as the song goes. Of course, her mum's upset. I said, don't worry, Edie. I've done it before. I'll do it again. Our relatives, spineless lot, all owe me money. Yes, I've ordered our mob back to barracks. Stand down, stay in your phone calls. I told them till further orders. No begging letters, please.
What do you mean? It's happened before.
Oh, I thought this would be third time lucky. Two other fellas, nice blokes, blew them out. She did just the same as you. Elbowed, son, at the last minute. Now, Billy, poor Billy. He was left standing at the altar while she does a runner off to Torremolinos with that Adrian.
Adrian?
What a wally white cucumber.
God, I'm glad we agree about that.
But I'll tell you something, Mr. Whitehouse, about Wendy. I hold you somewhat responsible.
Jackie's girl, eh? Can't be helped. I've tried to get rid of her. Dear God, I've tried to unload her. I gave her a good education, son. A road in Switzerland. If I'd had her on the markets in Brick Lane, I'd have done better. Kept me money in me pocket. God, can't be helped. Water under the bridge.
She's dominated by you, Mr. Whitewash, at my Whitehouse.
Not at all, not at all. It's the other way round. Now, listen. Any early wedding presents that have turned up, don't go back, right? We give you up the proceeds. Get something out of this.
Wendy hasn't sent out the wedding present list yet.
I did that weeks ago. Don't wait for her. You'll wait forever. Look, I've done all our marriage arrangements. I'm getting used to it. Don't tell me what to do. What? I should go. This time I'm so disappointed. I was looking forward to the barren nights. Not easy to get hold of. Usually in Japan. I don't know if I'll be able to put it together again. Hey? Ho, into Europe we go. Mr. Pompidou won't say no, 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 no. Ha ha, no, no, no.
Is there any point in me coming home?
Definitely not. Where are you?
Russia.
Oh, yeah, still there. Stay there. That's my advice, son. Don't come home. There's nothing here for you but heartbreak. Now, must go. Want to take an early price on going bonkers? Running at Ascot today. Shall I put a fiver on for you?
Yes, please, Frank.
That's the boy. Chin up. When you're down and reckon things can't get worse, that's when life comes along and kicks you in the ghoulies. It's then you start fighting back, son.
Well, thank you.
Any time, son, any time. Here, I hear they're bricking off some high-rises above the 7th floor in Moscow. Could we bung some fairly harmless chemicals up there, do you think? Won't get into the water table, see? Got to think for future generations, ain't we?
Future generations?
Get off the canvas, son. Go for the next deal. You can do it. Look, everyone thinks you're down and out. They're off guard. They're looking the other way, son. Get up and wallop them.
Right, thank you. Goodbye, Mr. Whitehouse.
Goodbye. Any time, man.
Yeah. Peter, number three.
Goodbye, number three. Keep punching, son. Go to the bell.
Mr. Brett, there is a message for you.
I thought I was supposed to be a missing person.
Yes. But this message arrived before you went missing. It is from a Mr. Whitewash.
Oh, good.
He says that Wendy will give you the heave-ho and a blow job at the big elbow.
Yes, well, thank you very much. Good morning.
What do you mean, Peter? You want the contract back?
I've changed my mind. I am going for it.
Are you sure, Bobo? I don't blame you for going home.
No, you've got the contract. Give it to me. I want to go through it before I meet this weird fly-swatting guy, Farouk.
Peter, you cannot change your mind again. I understand you have been trying to live two lives, but you must let go of one of them to seize the other.
That's clear. Thank you. But I don't care. I don't care what happens. Give me the contract, Olga.
It could be dangerous.
It could be dangerous. I don't care anymore. Give it to me.
So, you have had an argument with Wendy?
Very clever. Can't see anything about a marina in this contract. The property referred to, see specifications, armaments, 12 multiple nuclear warheads, maximum duration underwater, 120 days. How long's the tide stay out around here? What kind of apartment is this? Don't tell me. I bought a nuclear submarine, haven't I?
Of course.
With £5,000 from the Abbey National collateral. Not bad. Not bad at all. A nuclear submarine. Well, that's made my day, that has. A nuclear submarine. Yeah, well, I'm in the mood for one of those, especially today.
You will sell it quickly and the profit will be made.
I'm not in a hurry to sell a nuclear submarine. It's like having your first bike. I like it.
Get in.
It was good of you to join me, Mr. Prayer.
I didn't have much choice.
It's such a nice day. I thought we might drive down the prospect to the Winter Palace. You might like to see the very steps, old boy, down which rolled the Pram and Eisenstein's The Battleship Potemkin.
Another film buff?
Not really. There's so many books to read, concerts to hear, pictures to look at, beautiful women to admire,
and flies to swat.
Mr. Farouk.
Precisely, old boy. I'm glad we don't need to be introduced. It's been put to me that you're quite new in this game.
What game?
This arms dealing luck.
In order to keep the peace, we must distribute arms as widely as possible. Wouldn't you agree, old chap? Thus maintaining a healthy balance of terror around the world.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Until every country has its own atom bomb, I won't sleep at night.
How refreshing to hear that sentiment. Rarely voiced, I'm afraid, these days.
Good works don't always reap rewards.
And certainly not in public acclaim. However, there are financial compensations.
Speaking of which...
Your price, please.
£500 million sterling. No bartering, please. Take it or leave it.
Oh, naturally. I hate haggling, old boy. It's a deal. 500 mil to you, one condition. We make out your contracts as 700 mil. I have to present them elsewhere.
To a fat man.
Well done, that man. Yes, to the fat man.
So you're skimming off 200 mil apart from your commission?
You could put it that way. As your original purchasing contract is for 3.5 and you're selling at 5, that's not a bad bit of cream off the milk for your lot. £50 million each.
I was sure you'd know my contracts. You possibly also know the Admiral is dead.
Well, I was waiting for you to confirm it. That rather increases your percentage, doesn't it, Elvi? Well done. None of my business. Your end.
I thought you might be handling the whole thing.
Not blooming likely, Elvi. I'm only a cog in the clock attached to the time bomb. Look, if you took out the Admiral, that's your business. We'll sign tonight, right? Do you mind getting a cab back to the hotel? Can you afford it until this deal comes through?
I won't have contracts ready by tonight.
I've got the contracts ready.
You put me in the middle, didn't you? Why?
Oh, come on. Don't be a burk, Peter. Let's get on first-name terms, shall we? I'd like to introduce you to my tailor, all right? I don't often do that.
We'd have to go. Cairo.
He'll come to you. Don't worry. Now, about your protection.
Protection?
Well, this is the game. People start dropping out. Haven't you noticed?
Like the Admiral.
Surplus to requirements. And your friend Georg, he's suicidal, have you heard? Rotten notices for his Petrushka. Damn sure.
It was well received.
Rapturously. But the critics have been noveled, old chap. Nothing has been left to chance.
You mean you're going to kill Georg? I don't agree with that. He's my partner.
Yes, well, it's an invitation waltz, and he'll be sitting this one out. His card's been mucked, I'm sorry.
Why are you telling me?
I want to see what you're going to do about it. It's your move, old boy. I've just remembered. I've got to pick up some lingerie, so I'll have to drop you off. Dreadfully sorry, after all, that I can't show you the palace.
You didn't answer my question.
Which one?
Why do I need protection?
You're coming out of this with 150 million after the distressing decease of your partners. Also, I'll be frank with you, the fat man's going to be a bit peeved with the extra 200 million I'm dreaming of. I'm sorry, old boy, extremely sorry, but it's all going to point to you. Can't you disappear?
Go to England?
Oh, you'll have to do better than that.
Well, I'm already a missing person, presumed dead on a fire report that's gone to the authorities. It was a wrong form. There was no fire at the Hotel Bureaucratique. It was a practice. What a joke.
An interesting joke. Leave it to me, old boy. I'll come up with something. Stop here, driver.
Get out.
Do enjoy the fountains, old top. Running water is so peaceful. I can hear it chuckling like an endless dirty joke, can't you? Bye-bye for now, Peter. Oh, do call me Hassan when next we meet.
Hello?
Olga, it's me, Peter. My hotel's on fire. Yes, the Hotel Bureaucratique. I'm talking from a phone box. I mentioned something to Farouk, and he obviously got here before me and set fire to my floor.
You are all right?
Yeah, except that I'm a missing person now, presumed dead, for real.
Ideal cover, darling. Don't worry, you're lucky.
It won't take a moment to change a date in a fire report, will it? I mean, Farouk will pay for that, I presume.
Don't panic. Go to the cinema and have a sleep.
What's on that's boring?
They're showing The Robe with Victor Mature at Classic.
All right, that'll do. I love you.
I love you, Peter. It will work out, don't worry. See you by the pond at 10.
Isn't it dangerous in the park that time of night?
Wherever you are is dangerous at the moment. Ciao.
Ciao. I don't believe this.
Mm-hmm.
would you rather be? Stabbed or shot?
Stabbed.
I think shot.
Stabbed is more romantic. It is always stabbing in opera. Carmen, for instance. The true interpretation is that she invites the blade. For a woman, this is sexual.
Right. Though I doubt if in the part we'll have the choice.
You have the choice when I kill you.
Oh, thank you. By the revolver, please.
It is too noisy.
Well, don't want to give you a headache. Out of consideration for you, then, the knife.
You are considerate, yes. Lovers should kill each other before the wolves pull them to pieces.
Oh, ideally, yes. I couldn't agree more. The wolf in Savile Row clothing being Farouk.
He will not attempt to kill you yet.
Good.
There is a pattern, a sequence.
Where will I stay tonight?
You are ready to stay with me?
Yes.
Okay.
Makes a change from making love in the apparatus room of the gymnasium.
Excuse me, Peter. Darling.
Excuse me. I don't wish to interrupt a courting couple. Peeping Tom was a good film. You will agree with me? Please move up a little. This bench is still the property of the comrades.
George, I've been trying to reach you all day.
I know, I am not surprised.
You're in danger.
So, what's new? It is a full moon tonight. A time for vampires. Peter Cushing was so good in those Hammer films, wouldn't you say? We get them on late night TV. Truffaut. A season of Truffaut. Jules et Jim. I remember when Jules et Jim was the first bicycle ride with a woman on the handlebars. But Cassidy and the Sundance Kid was a copy. Not many people know that, as your Michael Caine would say.
Have you been drinking?
Mr. Kerensky's in the park tonight. The bitch is on heat, wouldn't you say? Did you know, Mr. Pettit, she is working with Russian naval intelligence?
You told me she wasn't.
Did I? Well, put that down to human error, please.
Good evening, Maestro. Congratulations on your Petrushka revival. I was there.
The notices were lousy.
They were fixed, George. The critics were paid off.
Of course. How else can they buy bread? The Ungolden Pond. I did not like that film. Oscars for what? Old age is terrible. It is to be avoided at all costs. Wouldn't you say, Mr. Pratt?
We've got the deal, George.
We have not got the deal. Not got anything.
Yes, I've got the price. £500 million.
The price? Is it one of us is too many? You have been set against me. Most things end badly, as Arthur Miller remarked. Marilyn Monroe was a bitch. Tony Curtis is the one to admire. Some like it hot. Wouldn't you say, Mr. Pratt?
As far as I'm concerned, our partnership has just begun.
Oh, yes? Then why have you been looking for me all day to kill me?
I haven't.
That's not what is rumored. My name is on your bullets. First you take out the Admiral.
No.
You went down to the docks.
It's true,
you. There you are. Sentence has been handed out from the highest quarter. From the bitch Kerensky, who has no nickels. Executioner sublime.
No, Eeyore, you've got it wrong.
There are too many players around the table, wouldn't you say?
Nonsense.
So, will you let me go home and take poison?
Not necessary. Olga, tell him.
Yes, it is. It is necessary.
Dear, you see, the bitch knows. The poison is effective. I tried it on the pigeons. Yes. I have another alternative, Mr. Pratt.
Eeyore, don't play with guns. You don't want to shoot me, do you? This is unreal.
Yes, I could shoot you, Mr. Pratt, to reduce the number of players. Top of the world, Ma! James Cagney, you can imagine. It's starting to snow in the park. How beautiful. It almost reminds me of the pillow fight in Zero for Conduct. Now, dear, it was a great film, wouldn't you say?
George, be a good boy.
We are both up the mountain like the Eiger Sanction. I will cut the rope because you cannot save me.
What is he talking about? For God's sake, Olga, talk to him.
George, my dear, I have a gun in my handbag and I am licensed to kill.
Oh, pussy galore.
So, you can shot yourself or take a poison here.
You are ideal in the part, madam. Oh, no, my Petrushka is out of date. It was lousy. The critics were right. For years, my work was applauded because I was the chairman of the Ballet Ensemble Trade Union, regional chairman of fine arts. Everyone was scared of me. No one dared criticize me. But I dare criticize Georges Borokine. His work is manure. The maestro is dead. The Russian soul lives on.
Christ. Olga, he shot himself.
I hate explosions. Oh, he was depressive. Typical from Moscow, believe me.
George, we could have shared a fortune.
Money is not everything, Mr. Pratt.
Oh,
they didn't tell me it hurt.
It's all right. We'll go and get some help.
I do not need any help. I am unique. I regret that I will miss the new Clint Eastwood film, The Unforgiven. But at least I live to see Dirty Harry get an Oscar.
Peter, he's dead. Let's go.
But they gave him a standing ovation for Petrushka.
Because they wanted to hide the truth from him. Everybody laughed, George. But it was out of date. He was out of date. Come on, let's go.
Well, why did he have to die? Was it him or me?
You are not as depressed as him. He was a melancholic, an outpatient, believe me. Even a boy wonder befriended by Stalin must end his days somewhere. Let's go.
Another suicide in the park. Lying amidst his dead pigeons. I'll miss George.
The police may decide it's murder if they need a murder tonight.
Olga, who are you working for?
For us, darling. For our future. Boo-boo. He was right. George, the snow is like a pillow fight. It is beautiful.
Get in, both of you.
So, the contracts are signed. Nice of you to pop in and do the honors, old top. Business before pleasure, what? I expect you and your charming lady friend would like a lift somewhere now to some lively night spot in the center of St. Petersburg, what? Where you can bop into the early hours. Oh, forgive me if I don't join you in celebrations, but I must tidy up.
You've played dirty so far. I know you've been involved in the death of my two partners.
Every man's death diminishes me, old boy. Omar, show these people out, please. Oh, before you go, Peter, just a detail, in case I forget. Have you the radio frequency of the submarine? We will need to contact them with some new instructions.
Mr. Farouk, please. We will give you this information immediately we hear from the Abbey National in Hendon that it has been credited £150 million.
Oh, if, right you are. Right over then. Yes, I see. But we will need to confirm the bankrupt as we contact the submarine.
That can be arranged. Good night.
Good night, Mademoiselle Kerensky. Mr. Pratt, Peter, it's so lovely to have a new pal. I'm sure we're going to do lots of things together. I'm quite excited by the idea. A trip up the Nile, that's it. We'll visit the tailor while we're about it. In Cairo. What fun. Bye-bye for now.
Let's get this one out and drink more champagne.
Okay. Olga, there's just one thing that bothers me. I don't know the radio frequency. Only the Admiral knew that.
The Admiral is alive.
You're joking.
We have him on a life support system at the Naval Hospital. Not many people know that, boo-boo.
Is he well enough to give us the information?
Not yet. What's the hurry, darling? The night is young, and we are in St. Petersburg.
Yeah, of course.
The policeman is never off duty, eh?
Yeah, but which one of us is the policeman? Cheers.
Top of the world, Ma.
Yeah. Oh, it's a great view from up here.
In A Park in St. Petersburg by John Antrobus, John Gordon Sinclair played Peter, Joanna Kanska, Olga, Nigel Anthony, George, Hilary Minster, the Admiral, and Hetty Baines, Wendy. John Baddeley played Farouk and the Aeroflot man, Theresa Gallagher, the Aeroflot woman, Steve Hodgson, the hotel receptionist, John Antrobus, Frank, and Dominic Letts, Ivan, and the inmate. The play was directed by Adrian Bean.